This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
This music always cracks me up, man. It's some funny music.
All right, it's apt. It fits too often around here. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jones. This isn't about the Eagles. Not this song, not now. I've accepted what's going on here. It's a reset year in 2025. I have accepted it. Where are you? Kyle's in denial. Hugh is not accepting a reset year. Where do you come down? And we need your favor, Hugh. By the way, I'm getting so many people chiming in here. I'm getting so many people with different hues than I even thought about. One that I didn't even think of one, Kyle, is someone chimed in and told me, let me help you, Hugh, when someone challenges him. And then he calms down. He says, let me help you here. Especially when it's about defense or football, yeah. Let me help you.
I got a similar version of it. It's like, let me break this down for you. Is that like helpful, Hugh?
Yeah, it's a version of helpful, Hugh. All right, maybe can we help the Sixers? Because that organization.
I doubt it.
Yeah, no, they're a disaster. And I don't mean wins and losses. Nobody cares. Someone said to me the other day, what did you think of the game last night? What game? They're tanking. They stink. Their best players aren't playing. The rest of the season is just about draft pick status. That doesn't matter. But, Hugh, this does. So, I believe this was with Pablo Torre from ESPN. We had Daryl Morey. Correct me if I'm wrong, was this part of his time at the Sloan Analytics Conference? It may have been. It was like a panel thing, or it looked like he was up on a stage. Wherever he was, he was on Pablo Torre's podcast. And, Hugh, I was very excited to see your reaction to this, or listen to your reaction, because yesterday it came out that Daryl Morey told everyone that the Sixers use artificial intelligence to help them make decisions here. Let's listen to this.
It turns out LLMs do fairly well at prediction. They still are not beating human, like super forecasters they're called, like in Human Judgment Project talks about it. But they do add signal over just scouts and things like that. So we'll treat them almost like one scout. Now over time, if it's shown that they have a better track record than scouts, we might weight the LLMs or use multiple LLMs as one or two votes out of the process. So it turns out I'm building on a lot of things that Sentinel knows, and you know that, multi-model approaches can put you more on the decision frontier, the optimal decision frontier. And when I say that carefully, you get very similar accuracy with lower risk by using multi-model approaches. And so that's why we do that.
I would just like NBA Central to aggregate what Daryl just said, which is that he asked ChatGPT for help on trades.
And he thought that was, do you know what the sad part about that is? Mm. He thought it was funny. Now, just to give you a little insight, I remember one time when I first got to ESPN, they had me talk about next gen stats help. And I'm going to tell you right now, they picked the wrong person. Because when I sat there in this room full of people, and I didn't realize that they wanted me to talk about how next gen stats helped me. And I was like, I don't use those. I use what I see, the eye test, and what my gut tells me. So with that being said, the first question that I would ask Daryl Morey if I got the chance is, what did ChatGPT tell you about Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
And no matter how you answer that question, it's going to be the wrong answer. You know why? Because you just sat there, and the only thing that most people heard is that you ask an AI model, about decisions, and it has just as much weight as an individual. That's what you don't get about what you just said. You basically said you put these computations into a computer, and then it gives you back what they think you should do. So my question would be, okay, what did you, when you asked the computer about Joel Embiid, what did it tell you? And if he says, I didn't ask computer, you know what my next question would be? Why not? Because then maybe the computer would have told you not to sign somebody who has a knee injury. Or if he says we did, and I would be curious to ask him, so what did the computer say about signing a player with a bad knee? So you see where I'm going with this?
Yep.
There's a no-win situation for you. You sat there. This is like, and I don't know Daryl Morey. I don't know him. But, dog, you sat in a room with a bunch of folks and told them something that I feel like you didn't think was going to make the rounds.
Yeah.
I felt like you shared something in a group of people you thought was a safe space.
And it was not.
And you didn't realize what could potentially happen.
So, look, I don't think we should be in denial about this, right? Hugh, we know teams use technology to help them make this. And that's totally understandable. I bet Howie Roseman and the Eagles have a
they have
a model.
An AI model that they use. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Like the draft's coming up, right? I'm sure they can plug in. You know, we were joking earlier because I found your combine stats, right?
Yes.
You're benched like 27 times. I'm sure the NFL teams, smart ones, have some sort of model that tells them, like, hey, what is star pass rushers? What do they typically do in the combine? Like, do they bench this much? Do they run this fast? And it gives them a sense of like that's what they look like. I totally understand that. But can I offer Daryl Morey a quick piece of advice? Maybe talk about how you use this stuff, I don't know, when your team's winning. Do you realize how ridiculous it sounds to say, yeah, I use AI to help make decisions when your team's 22-43? And you just signed maybe the two worst contracts in the league? Like, you sound stupid.
Yes.
Even if you're a smart guy, you sound ridiculous. Like, the whole fan base listened to that, and they probably had the same reaction as you, Hugh. Dude, you just gave Joel Embiid a contract and it looks like a disaster. You just gave Paul George a contract that looks like maybe the worst in the league. So maybe stop doing this? I mean, this is the kind of thing you tout when you're doing well. Like, we use technology.
Like, oh, AI helps out. But in this situation, with your track record and the way that things have looked so far, it's not a good look.
It is not. It is. I know they were kidding at the end with the chat GTP, but like it felt like... Like, is he really like asking the AI what he should do with these contracts or these players? It came across as tone deaf, and it came across as ridiculous, considering they're the most disappointing team in the NBA.
Yeah, and it came across as tone deaf, which you've already done. Like, this is why I need to be the PR guy for the Sixers, because I've been like, dog, listen.
This one you actually might have helped. You might have said,
no, because I'm like, dog, what are you doing? Walk, you can't say that because here's the thing. Like, it might be true, and AI might have done a great job for you, but look at what's going on in the city. You the same cat that said if you squint really, really hard, we're going to make it to the playoff. Now, the last time I checked, we fighting to keep our pick.
Yeah.
You're not in tune with what's going on here in the city. That does he live here?
Well, I got to imagine.
Serious question.
I have to imagine he does.
Serious question.
Yeah.
Do you live here?
I have to imagine he does.
Are you trying to dox him?
No, because I'm trying to. Do you go to the grocery store? I mean, I'm curious now. What is your life like? Because there's not. You can't go anywhere without seeing a fan of some team, sports team in the town. I remember one of the greatest feelings I had when I didn't have a home and I was living in the city.
Homeless.
Homeless here. Yeah, that's a big
one time.
Big part
I had to walk to work. Just walking through the city and seeing Philly's representation, seeing Eagles representation, seeing the Flyers hats. People love their sports teams, and they know who the GMs are. They know who these people are. And the reason why I ask that is this. Nobody's ever come up to you in a grocery store and asked, what the hell are you doing with the Sixers? Respectfully. Or be like, yo, dog, why'd you give Joel Embiid all that money? Like, nobody's ever done that to you. You live in a world where – You don't grasp how these fans feel about this team, and you go out there and you say that kind of stupid stuff on a daily basis, like you have no clue about how they feel about these teams.
It doesn't connect with fans.
You see what I'm saying?
It makes you feel like you think you're smarter than everyone, and then you stink. I mean, you literally have one of the worst teams in the league. Look, again, I know the Eagles use analytics. We all do. How he uses, I don't know if he uses AI, but they use models. It's fine. Like, no one is upset because you know what Howie doesn't do when he talks? Talk about it. I always said this when Gabe Kapler was here. He talked too much. I didn't think he was a dumb guy, but I thought he was a smart guy, but the more he talked, the more people didn't like him because he was talking over people. Yeah. Like, Daryl Morey talks over everyone, and he's never won a thing, and he's got the worst contracts in the league.
I thought he was meeting up with Iverson at TGI Fridays.
Different AI.
You know, making these, yeah, that one.
Who would you trust more right now to build the Sixers? Allen Iverson? Or artificial intelligence?
Allen Iverson.
Yeah, I'll go with Iverson.
If AI wanted to sit in on the meeting, I'd probably be like, meeting? We talking about a meeting, like, but still, I'll trust AI.
Never tell you the last time I saw Allen Iverson in person?
Where is that?
I was like November 2022. I was doing a BetQL show, and I had a morning show on the Sports Betting Network. But we were staying in like the hotel casino down in National Harbor.
He's at the casino?
Well, no, I saw him at the casino at 5 p.m., and he was at a table. And then I saw him the next morning, Hugh, at 7 a.m. at the same table.
Oh, he's committed.
He was
committed.
He was full all the way in on
he
that.
He pushed all them chips in.
All right, so we had that yesterday with Daryl Morey, AI. We also had a report that the Sixers will look to trade Paul George this summer. You think AI is pushing them towards that? Their eyes?
All those are valid questions because it makes you wonder. You gave this man all this money.
$212 million.
In this press conference and told us, you know, he was going to help you get a championship and all this other stuff. Yeah, that's a valid question, I would think. That's a very valid question.
I feel like if you asked, if you brought that up to AI, they'd be like, yeah, how?
Who's for what?
For what
is traded for this guy? Last thing on the Sixers, as they clearly are trying to tank now at this point, it sounds like Paul George is going to be shut down with some, a knee and a groin?
And
that's what happens when you try to get in shape during the season.
Well, he did commit finally in February to the team and shut down the podcast.
That's what I'm talking about. Down podcast P and all that. It's a bad look, man.
But the Sixers are being investigated because of this now.
Yeah, I got Sixers Adam put this up yesterday, but quote, multiple sources told ESPN the NBA has looked into the Sixers' recent absences, particularly over the past week with George and Tyrese Maxey sitting out games. So,
not the bad boys.
We're back. So the GM uses AI, the star player thinks, and is going to probably have surgery, and the NBA is investigating. So we're good.
So beyond all that, though, like, can Adam Silver let us tank in peace? Like, come on.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the Sixers were tanking by accident for 3 months, so
right, but
you leave them alone.
Did he see what the Raptors put out there the other day? Teams do this all the time. As soon as we shut down Paul George, it's like, sound the alarms, look at the Sixers.
You know, I think they thought flattening the lottery odds would stop tanking. It's actually, I think, caused more teams to tank because teams want to keep their picks with these pick swaps, and teams want to just enter the lottery now. Yeah, I mean, it's a mess.
Well, you know what's next? They're going to rig these ping pong balls. We're losing it. We're losing this first round pick.
We're not getting Cooper Flagg?
There's no doubt in my mind we're going to get seven, and it's going to go to the freaking Thunder.
I thought we were failing for Flagg. We're not doing that?
We're going to rig them. We're going to rig the balls. Yeah. Balls.
All right, that's
slow down.
Yep, let's cut that on. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines. You can react to AI, not Allen Iverson, but artificial intelligence with the Sixers. And of course, the Eagles here. Are you bracing yourself for a reset year? I am. Not many have seen the light on that as much as I have this week with the moves with the Philadelphia Eagles. And we need your favor, Hugh, for bracketology. Kyle and I realized in the last break, we're going to have to sit down as the committee here and cut some of these hues because there's so many good ones. Aaron is up in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, man?
All right, so I have a hue. I don't know if I'm on the right path, but my hue is Eastbound hue. You know, you started talking about that bus trip to New Orleans pretty early last season, and it took us all the way to the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, do you get credit for the Super Bowl run, Hugh?
No.
I know. I think he does, Aaron. No. I like that one. Eastbound and down Hugh. I like that. I'm writing it down.
I think it's only fair that if you're going to do a Hugh bracket, I think you have to do a Joe Giglio bracket, and I think that bracket would be Joe's weakest takes. You, my friend, your takes for the past month mm-hmm. have been weaker than Circus Lemonade.
Now hold on. Now hold
Circus
on.
Lemonade
hold
is
on
not
a
good.
Second. You know, a couple days after the Super Bowl, I said it wasn't too early to talk dynasty. Then they decided to lose five players from their defense. That wasn't my choice.
Classic flip flop.
That was not my choice. They did that.
Joe, you remind me of a politician. You're flip flopping every day.
No, the information.
I mean, every day is something.
The information changes. I mean, if we have good players, they're going to win more games. We have less good players, they won't. I mean, isn't that just obvious?
Yesterday, for you to insinuate that people that didn't agree with your opinion were trying to talk about how bad of players that Milton Williams and, mm-hmm. and Josh Sweat are, it's ridiculous.
Well, there's been a lot of coping this week.
Joe, every Eagles fan, okay, will always remember Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Burks, Rogers, Gardner.
Slay,
they will remember them forever.
Well, yeah, but Aaron, so maybe I was too harsh on that particular caller yesterday, and I may have lost my cool. But in general this week, I've heard a lot of what I call coping, what I think is just people trying to justify they're not going to be here. I mean,
it's not coping.
No, but
it is, Aaron.
It's not
a reset year.
But okay, that's a separate thing. But on the players, it is coping, Aaron.
No, like, it's not.
It is.
Joe.
It is.
Joe.
It is. Aaron, I hold on. I believe it is because when people call in and say, "Well, CJ GJ wasn't that good in coverage," well, he's good enough to be on good defenses every year and good enough to be on the best defense in Eagles history. When I hear Milton Williams is just a product of the players around him. He had the second best pass rush win rate in the whole league at defensive tackle above Chris Jones.
Let me finish.
I just want to say this because I think it's unfair to these players that they were excellent Eagles, and as soon as they walk out the door, not that good. Like, they're fine. They're okay. No, they're better than that. It's okay to say the Eagles are doing the smart thing overall, and yet these guys are really good. The caller that set me off yesterday said Josh Sweat is barely above average. Aaron, he's closer to an Eagles Hall of Famer than barely above average. The guy has over 40 sacks in an Eagles uniform. He has been at two Super Bowls and had 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl. The guy sitting next to me didn't accomplish all that in an Eagles uniform. He's in Eagles Hall. I don't mean that as disparage you.
I know what you meant.
No, I mean.
Still hurting under
no, I mean, I didn't. I'm not disparaging Hugh. But look at Hugh's career as an Eagle. Look at Josh Sweat's as an Eagle. They're comparable. Hugh at his best was a better player, but Josh Sweat's best was, I'd say, slightly below Hugh. And for someone to call in and say he's slightly above average is discrediting him because they want to justify the Eagles letting him go. That's annoying.
Does Hugh do anything for
us? Catch a stray.
It wasn't. I didn't mean it as a stray. I was trying to say Josh Sweat is good.
No, it's fine. I'm not offended, but it did hurt. It was funny.
Look,
but
I mean, Gap Year Hugh is on the bracket too.
Oh, I love Gap Year Hugh. Go ahead, Aaron. Go ahead.
Joe, would you rather have Jalen Carter, or would you rather have Josh Sweat and Milton Williams?
Well, I'd rather have Jalen Carter. I'd rather have Jalen Carter.
More.
I'd rather have Jalen Carter.
Exactly. The point is that the New England Patriots paid Milton Williams because they had to. They didn't have any choice. They're in the bottom half of the league. They have to make a move like that.
I understand.
They overpaid the guy. Josh Sweat, the Cardinals, had to overpay Josh Sweat. You and I know that Josh Sweat isn't worth $18, $19 million a year.
I don't know that. No, Aaron, I don't know that.
Out and playing in the Super Bowl.
I don't know that.
And earning himself a paycheck.
I don't know that. I think we're just, again, these are things we're saying because they seem like big numbers. But if the top defensive players in the league now are getting $40 million, Josh Sweat gets 18. It's not that crazy. He's about half, a little less than half the player of those players. If quarterbacks are getting $60 million a year, then having a really good defensive tackle at 25 kind of makes sense. I'm not saying the Eagles had the ability to pay it right now. I'm just saying, again, I think you're doing it, Aaron. Like, it's like we're spinning it in our head to make ourselves feel better. Two things can be true. The Eagles had to prioritize certain things. They had to look big picture. But these guys they lost were big parts of a championship.
They were huge parts, and we appreciate everything that we did, that they did for us. But this is the NFL, and this is the way that it goes. You know, it's a business decision. It's not an emotional decision. They made an emotional decision back in 2017, and they paid for it for 2 years. Howie's not going to do that again.
Agreed. But, Aaron, that's them. I'm not Howie, I'm a fan. Like, I'm going to be emotional when good players walk out the
should.
Door.
As you should.
Yeah, like,
you're a fan, right?
But the idea this week that it's like, what are you doing being emotional that great players walked away? That's being a fan. Like, if we all just sat here and said Howie knows what he's doing, what's fandom? Like, he does know what he's doing, but it's okay to say, hey, I want to keep that player.
I completely understand what you're saying, Joe. But again, the fact that, you know, we're in this this idea that the sky is falling and the Eagles are falling apart, we are still the most talented roster in the NFL. And the point is that Rodgers and Williams and Sweat and Gardner Johnson, the Eagles feel that they're all replaceable.
They do, obviously, yeah. I mean, that's clear.
They made that super clear.
So, I think it's an interesting point you brought up. And, Aaron, good phone call, and I'm glad you brought that here to the table. And I'm glad we got to have that back and forth. Because I'm not frustrated. I'm more frustrated this week with people saying these guys aren't that good than I am the Eagles making tough decisions.
You're mad with the coping mechanism.
Yeah, because I just think it discredits really good Eagles. And again, I wasn't trying to say that Hugh wasn't great.
I'm just saying. I knew exactly what you're saying.
Josh Sweat had a heck of an Eagles career, and for that guy, yes, that set me off. Like, he's just a slightly above average player. No, he's been here 7 years. No. It's been at 2 Super Bowls.
No, I totally meant. I know what you meant, because when I talked yesterday and I talked about talking to Brandon Graham, Brandon Graham has the type of career that I would kill for. Like, seriously, you know, I might have more sacks than him, but and I might have been a better player in my era than him. Damn it, the man's been to 3 Super Bowls.
Yep.
He's been to 3 Super Bowls. Josh has been to 2. At the end of the day, the money's nice. The money's nice. But when you talk about legacy and winning and stuff like that, that's what you want. That's the kind of career you want. Now, I don't know if I would have signed up for the ridicule that you know, Brandon had to take early in his career, but he took it like a man, and he became a better person for it. So, yeah, I get it. I didn't get offended. Because when I look at both of those guys, I'm like, damn, they've accomplished something that I wish I was able to accomplish.
Yeah, and again, I just think we can say these guys were really good. They're going to miss them. They're going to be okay. Like, I don't think the sky's falling on the Eagles franchise. They're going to be fine. And I think I've said 20 times this week, to me, it feels like they're setting themselves up more to make a Super Bowl. And I said this Birds Town Hall with everyone, that I think the next time that we're going to all be together hanging out at Super Bowl is more likely 2027 than 2026. And that's okay. But I think both things can be true at the same time. All right, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do here on this show. We will get to a Clearwater check-in bottom of the hour. Our final show before we're in Clearwater. We're going to Clearwater. Going out on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, midday show live from Clearwater. Rumor is Kyle's going to be in a leprechaun outfit on St. Patrick's Day down in Clearwater, and we're at the game. And
that
we got
should be fun.
It's going to be great. We got some great guests coming up. So we'll get to a Clearwater check-in. More on the Eagles. All right, we're trying to get this Hugh bracket filled out. We need your favorite Hugh Douglas. There's so many versions of Hugh along your calls on the Eagles. I'm bracing myself for a reset here. Hugh's not there. Kyle's, I think, coping or, you know, in denial. Plus, when we come back, we'll hear from Milton Williams and Sweat. Those guys got introduced yesterday in their new spots in New England, in Arizona. What did they say about their departure here and what the Eagles meant to them? You'll hear from those guys next. 215-592-9494. Here's live read Hugh on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, spring is in the air. You know what else is in the air? The smell of the grill firing up outside. It's time to take cooking outside, people. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And over on the flat top, you know what it is. It's that sizzling bacon, sizzling to perfection. You know, I love that. That's what spring is all about. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.